Now, on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Hello, welcome to you. A big, big welcome from me to you. And thank you for listening in and for taking your health seriously and really wanting to know everything that you need to go from stress to authentic success. Every single week, I try to give you inspiration, motivation, so that you can better your life, that you can be a better version of yourself each day. And today, you're going to do it all with me, talking about books, how important books are, what they have done into my life. And I'm going to just share a few books with you that have made a difference in my life. And I just want to say to you a question first. Do you enjoy reading? Are you reading books? Because books can make such a difference in our lives, in your life. The power of a book is absolutely mind-boggling, if you ask me. Because not just do they help you find answers, they actually really can change your life. And they have taught me in the last, let's say, the last 2-3 decades in my life, they have taught me that there are limitless possibilities. They have made my expansion almost in believing in myself, in believing in what I can do in this world, in believing in who I am. They make our dreams bigger. So, of course, it depends which books you are reading, but don't forget that the books that I'm going to talk about today are books that give you and I access to great leaders, to big thinkers, to great doers. And so we get to actually really dig deeper into their wisdom, into their experiences, failures, successes. So we can take that knowledge and that experience into our own life so we don't have to battle as much. And so there's so many things that books can do because they really can help you and I to build a better future, to have more quality in our lives because they give us tools, stories, insights, all sorts of things that I am sure that whatever you need in your life right now, at this particular moment, here and now, there is somewhere out there a book that will help you, that will give you guidance, that will give you tips and tools to get there or to shift out of that situation. So books really, truly help us to learn, to create, to have hope, to be motivated, to be inspired to take that next step. And of course, reading a book is not what it's all about. It's not just about the reading. It's also about the understanding, the integration to do something with it. And so that's why often when I look in my life, I have been reading the books that I'm going to talk about in this show. I have been reading them first time, a second time, even a third time, because you learn in different stages. Every time you take a book and you read it, you grasp different things depending on your own awareness, of course, on your own consciousness, on your own growth. If I read one of my favorite books being The Four Agreements, and we'll talk about it later. If I read that book the first time, it was a totally different experience and lesson to me than when I'm reading it today, almost 15, 20 years later. That's what happens in reading books. And of course, I'm not talking about a romance, about, you know, the science fiction books. I'm talking about the nonfiction books, the ones that are teaching us something about life, about how to be that better version of yourself. Some of them include scientific proof and knowledge. Some of them are about the experience of the author. Some of them are about something that they really want to tell you in their story so that you can recognize yourself in that. So there's so much to get out of a book. And so I really believe that a book, whether it's an audio book, a paperback book that you can have in your hands, I actually really love that. But today, even audiobooks, if you don't have the time to sit and read, think about getting yourself an audiobook. I'm making from my book, The Shifting Out of Chronic Stress, The 7-Step Journey to Regain Your Balance and Inner Strength. I inspire you so much in that book to shift out of your stress. And I've had some requests to make an audiobook of it. So that's what I'm going to do in the coming weeks. I'm trying to have it ready before the end of the year. But just to let you know that there are different ways to get a book. You know, the audiobook can be as much a solution for you if you do not have the time to read. You can do it in your car. You can do it while you're jogging. You can do it while you're, whatever you do in your life, there is always a way to listen to the experience, to the knowledge, to the wisdom of other people in books. So this is a little bit my show on what I experience from reading different books. It's not about my book this time, really. It's not about that, because my book has been written by after reading other books, after experiencing my illness. And I'm not talking my illness, the illness that I have gone through, because otherwise I identify myself with the illness. So it's not about my illness. It's about the illness that I went through. But that illness has given me so much time and opportunity to communicate with my inner self, to go and read books, to actually discover my inner self better, to get that inner peace, that calm, to get that great self-image and self-worth and self-love. And I'm going to explain a few books that have brought me all that knowledge and wisdom to go deeper within myself. And of course, eventually write myself the book, but it's today about the other books, about a few books that have really influenced my life. And I trust that maybe you even recognize some of them, because some of them are really great, big bestsellers. But I do want to inspire you to start reading more today, because that is, to me, one of the things that I still do every day. It's reading a book. It's listening to an audiobook. It's listening to a podcast, whatever it is, in the form that it is in this century. Of course, in this time, in this society, we go more and more digital. But don't forget the power of books. I really, really enjoy them. And I really trust that this episode of my, you know, my radio show, my podcast, that this episode is going to inspire you to even read to your children, to encourage your teenagers or your young adults to start reading more, because it can make, I get goosebumps when I think about it, because it can make such a difference in their lives and in your life. So I am going to come back after this little break just now, talking about quite a few books that have influenced me. And I'm going to pick out one of them to give you a little bit more details, because it has had such an influence on my life. So I will see you just now after this now.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to you, and I am talking today especially to you about all the books, the power of books, first of all, and all the books that have influenced my life. So in this second part, I'm going to talk and mention a few books and tell you what I have learned from them. But first of all, I want to say to you that the books that I'm going to talk about are the books that I have been reading since, let's say, since after my 30th birthday. Let's say that the first 30 years of my life, I'm not going to talk about the children books that influenced me, about the books that I was reading, all on physiotherapy, on the body, on, you know, science about that, physiology. I have read and learned so much about all these books about the body, about everything that had to do with me taking care of other people's body and massaging them, manipulating them, around manual therapy, osteopathy. I'm not going to talk about that kind of books. While, of course, at the same time, these books have given me amazing knowledge and an amazing background on how our body works. But it wasn't up until I lived in South Africa from the year 1990, 1992, that I had more time and that I started reading and being interested in all these other books that had to do with so many beautiful spiritual, physical, emotional things in our lives. And it has really been for me a huge journey. And every book that I'm going to talk about, I'm sure there's more and I'm sure I'm forgetting a few, but I've chosen 10 books that I can say that have influenced my life from the first time I read them to many times after that I have been even studying some of them. So let's talk about one of the first books that have really opened my eyes is Louise Hay book, You Can Heal Your Life. Now, You Can Heal Your Life is one of these books that for me opened my eyes around what the childhood, what my childhood meant for me in my life. I've never thought about it before, and I could see how my childhood, the copy of my parents, my mother being my female example, my father being my male example, how that influenced my life. All their beliefs, their imprinting on how that has influenced me. And also, one of the biggest things in Louise Hay's book is about the lessons in self-love. Today, I am an expert in self-love, self-worth, self-care, authentic success, you name it. But it started all there because she gave me that insight on how important it is to actually start loving ourselves. And when I open my book, I've got it here with me. It's actually turned yellow. It's almost broken because I've been, you know, reading in it and learning from it in so many times, in so many ways. And I can see that the first time I was reading it was around 1993. So I was only 32 years old then. So let's say that that's about 30 years ago. And she's still, Louise Hay is still a model for me on self-love and how we indeed can heal our life. So you and I, we can heal our lives. And there is an amazing way how she explains how to do it. So that's number one. Number two is a totally different book. And it's amazing because in 1995, I gave this little book as a present to my husband, signing in it that I really see my husband as my soulmate. And it is the book about thinking, how a man thinks. It is actually written as a man thinketh in the old English, and it's from James Allen. It's one of the smallest books that I know, but it is such a powerful book. It has me believing and starting to grasp the impact of our thinking, the power of our thinking, how these thoughts, and Louise Hay was the first one, on how we think in certain patterns and how that influences our health. But I have to say that James Allen has really expressed that so well, the impact of our thinking on our health, our achievement, our purpose, our serenity, our inner peace, all these things. And it's really a little book that you can read out, I think, in an hour time. But I've been reading it for so many years, every time again and again, because it is so powerful. So that's number two. Number three is a totally different one. It's the mind, the power of the mind, the power of our thoughts started really to interest me more and more. And in South Africa, I started to read books like The Mind Power of John Kahoo and The Power of the Subconscious Mind of Joseph Murphy. Those two books for me are really explaining well, also in another way than James Allen, but really, really powerful books on the power of the mind and the power of the subconscious mind, because that's where it all starts. And that's why I'm talking about these books today, because as well, Louisa Hay, as James Allen, as John Kahoo, as Joseph Murphy, all these people were pointing out one thing, and that is our mental health. And when I see that it's only the last decade that mental health has really become important, these people, I realize that these people were already telling me and showing me that mental health, emotional health is really as important as physical health. And so to me, it's all these books that have really had a powerful, powerful influence on my life. And it's when I got sick in 1998 that I actually started realizing what these last years before that had meant to me, because I knew the theory about the power of our mind, the power of our thinking, but I couldn't put it into practice. And I was reading these books and I knew, you know, you and I, we both know there's a big difference between knowing and applying. So understanding it that you actually integrate it into your own life. And so that's why, you know, when I got sick, it gave me even more opportunity to read, to start really experiencing from a very dark place what these thoughts could do to me, how I got sick, why my body collapsed, all these things. It was time for me to not just know about these things, but to also starting to apply them in my life. And if I continue about the books, the book number four, because the mind power and the power of the subconscious mind are put in one, because it is a bit similar. But the next book was really a spiritual one, and I needed that. In my years that I was really battling and really sick, I needed a bit more spiritual influence in my life to make sense of me being so ill. And so one of the great books that I can only advise you to read is Conversations with God, with Neil Donald Walsh. Now, that book for me was an eye-opener about the deeper spiritual meaning on life. You know, he gives that spiritual deeper level. For example, if you don't know the book, it's about Neil Donald Walsh writing to God and getting answers. So they start to have a dialogue between, you know, with God. That's why it's called Conversations with God, a clear, understandable dialogue. And it's a very, very spiritual book, but I can only tell you that it has really helped me a lot, because it's all about, for example, in relationships with your partner, with your children, whatever. It is not to have someone who completes you. It is all about another person with whom you can share your own completeness. Isn't that beautiful? So we need to see our relationship with others as to experience our own highest conceptualization of self. And so That for me was like, it's a whole spiritual book on so many different things, so many different layers, the depth of what it all means in life, how to let go, how to, it is absolutely stunning. So if you think of being ready of reading something more spiritual and deeper on a deeper level and really really go into yourself and go it within, then I believe that Conversations with God is a really good book to start with. And so the next book that gave me a difference in everything that has to do with love is Marianna Williamson's Return to Love. Now, Marianna Williamson has had an impact in my life, and I'll tell you why. Because when we arrived in South Africa in 1990, when Mandela was released from prison, and all the years afterwards, I saw in my home, in my living room on TV, and I lived it there because I was living in that country, I saw South Africa changing from, you know, the country that it was before apartheid stopped to the country that it became post-apartheid, with Mandela being the president. And of course, it's Marianna Williamson's speech that I will never, ever forget, because I remember that Nelson Mandela was reading that speech, and it is so beautiful that I put it in my own book. It's all about our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. And we can ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? And so it's about stopping to play small in the world and really go and stand in your own light, shine, because that's what you are born to do. And so it's Marianna Williamson has had that impact in my life. And I have to say that her book, Return to Love, is all about the reflections on A Course in Miracles. Maybe you know that book. It's a huge, huge course, The Course in Miracles. But it's all about choosing love over fear, that we are miracle workers, and that we have the right to return to inner peace, the right to return to true health. And that's what I talk about in every message that I share with you. It's about putting love first. It's about your most basic self is all about love. And illnesses, it's not a block. If you get sick, if I'm talking to you, if you have symptoms, serious symptoms, if you are stuck with an illness, it's not a stuckness. You can use it as a springboard, as a springboard for a deeper knowing of thyself, as a communication with the illness, so it can give you explanations. It can give you insights in yourself, in your own life, because it's all about love healing the mind. And I so, so appreciate that book. And I really appreciate Marianna Williamson for everything that she has done for me in my life. And a bit back to a bit more the authentic success, the success a part of it all. If you want to shift from stress to authentic success, when we talk about the success part, there is no better book than Think and Grow Rich from Napoleon Hill, I believe, which is such a comprehensive kind of book that you need to read a few times. How to use your thinking to create success. But it adds on different things, on the mastermind, on, you know, how important your environment is, all these things. So it is really, really one of the best books if you want to think yourself into success and grow rich. That is an amazing book, whatever rich and success means to you once again. And so Think and Grow Rich There's even studies about it. I know Paul Martinelli has a big studying about it. There's few people that I think there's even a movie about it now with Bob Proctor. So there's lots of things going on around that book, and not for nothing, because it is one of the most successful, but also most powerful books on how you can use all your capacities to create success, your success. The next book I want to talk about is one that has as much spirituality in it as other lessons, practical lessons, daily exercises. And it's Robin Sharma's The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. Now, that book has blown my mind. It is such a beautiful book because it is based on ancient culture and principles, so you can learn to live with passion, purpose, and most of all, inner peace. Because he says, and it is so beautiful how he explains it, that success on the outside begins always with success on the inside. It's all about the art of self-leadership. Now, if authentic success is one thing, self-leadership is the base of authentic success. It is all about getting to know yourself and standing in that authentic power of yours, being aligned with who you truly are. And so self-leadership is really, really an important thing. So stop looking outside. Stop looking in the outside world for your fulfillment, for your freedom, for your aliveness. Start looking inside. And so he's the one that has, for me, brought it into a daily practice. That's why my self-care routines and everything that I teach about holistic self-care, I started practicing it. When I got sick, I realized in the years afterwards how important it is to have a daily practice of certain routines, whether it's mind, body, soul. It's all about habits, routines that you and I need to make into a daily practice. And that takes, of course, discipline and perseverance. But this book, The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari, is a really, really easy to read book that is going to blow your mind and that is really going to touch some of the profound principles that you and I need to learn to become that better version of ourselves and to better our own life. So that's for sure a big one. And I think The Power of the Now of Eckhart Tolle is also, it might even be before The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari, but The Power of the Now, Eckhart Tolle's book, even in the second version, is The Power of the Now in Practice. How you practice, it's all about being mindful, being in the present, being present with yourself in the moment, with others. So The Power of the Now, the living in the now, has brought me a few extraordinary techniques and practices on how to stay in the now and not every time go back in the past or go too much in the future. It's all about being in the now, which is so powerful. And of course, in these last decades, we know all about mindfulness and all these practices of meditation. And it has all to do with that. Being in the now is such a powerful strategy to live a better life and to live authentic success. So that's another book that really, really has helped me. And I think we've come to the book that not so long ago, actually, I think it was around 2016, maybe 17. I think I already had written my own book, because the books that I'm mentioning to you now have inspired me a lot into writing my own book. But this book came a little bit later in my life, and it is the book of Psycho-Cybernetics of Maxwell Maltz. Now, Psycho-Cybernetics is a bit more a scientific book. So if you are more scientific, not too much into spiritual talk and woo-woo, and if you want to keep it down to earth with scientific facts and scientific proof, then I really advise you to read Psycho-Cybernetics, because it's the science on how our brain works. It's also about the subconscious mind, etc. But it discusses how the real secret to everything is our self-image. And when I have read that book, I understood why all these years, to me, it was so important to focus on my self-worth, my self-love, my self-image, my self-esteem, because that is the real secret. He explains how scientifically it all starts with the self-image, how to run your own cybernetic system in yourself. That's what he's trying to teach us, to be free, to be yourself, and to express yourself. That gives you the optimum function. That's how we need to function in our life to get to that authentic success. I really, really loved that book. And I am a scientist. I mean, I have my medical degree, and I still love scientific facts. So it's an interesting book, a totally different book from the others, but it has really touched me deeply in certain principles, and I trust that it might help you as well. So let me give you a little summary of the books that I've been talking about. And then the last book that has deeply, deeply, profoundly really helped me to regain my health, to regain my balance and my inner strength, is a book that I'm going to talk to you after the break. But let me first summarize again to you the books that I've been talking about, so that you can see for yourself if there's one that you would like to read and dig into and maybe even turn it into a practice. The first book, Louisa Hay, You Can Heal Your Life. The second book, As a Man Thinketh, James Allen. The third book, two in a row, John Cahoe and Joseph Murphy, The Mind Power and the Power of the Subconscious Mind. And then number four, while I was talking about that spiritual one, of The Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. And if you love everything that has to do with love, then, and you know a little bit about the Course in Miracles, then Mariana Williamson's Return to Love, I can only advise you how you can choose love over fear. The next one, I believe, is The Power of the Now of Eckhart Tolle, who's still today a big, big author that really inspires all of us to live that life of meaning, that life of depth. And so the Robin Sharma one, the monk who sold his Ferrari, I cannot not put that on this list, because it encompasses the whole thing. It's with the ancient culture, the principles, how you can integrate it all and really live a life of inside success, I would say. And then the outside success will follow. And then the last one that I talked about was The Psycho-Cybernetics of Maxwell Maltz. Really a book worth your time. And it takes maybe a bit more time and a bit more focus and concentration to read it through, but it is really worth your while as well. So this is it for now. These are the few of my books. I have so many, but I had to choose quite a few. So I'm not going to make this radio show, this episode, an episode of about 3 hours. I wanted to make a little summary of the books that have really, really influenced my life since from being ill, like in my 30s up until today. So I'm going to talk about the last one, which is for me one of the books that has really helped me through my whole journey. And still today, I teach it and I preach it and I practice it every single day. So Let's have a little break and I'll talk to you just
now. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Yes, we're back. Thank you for listening in once again. This is the final part of my show today and my episode on the power of books, on what books have done in my life. And I've given you, as well in the intro as in the middle part, I have given you quite a bit of information on some books that have influenced me in my life. And I trust that that inspires you either to read more books, your type of books, the books that come into your journey, because sometimes it's very, very personal. Sometimes you might hear somebody saying, oh, maybe you should read that book, or I have been reading that book and it has helped me. And then suddenly in the street, you go past the bookshop and there's another book that speaks to you. So always trust your intuition. I am not talking about these books to influence you in any way. I am just talking about these books to reveal to you what they have meant in my life, in my second life, from when I was in South Africa getting ill to really being stuck and not knowing how to shift out of my stress. And the books that I've mentioned have all helped me doing that. But as I said, just before the little break, there's one book that I have been reading and studying, and I have been teaching workshops, live workshops, and I'm actually thinking of launching an online workshop on the book, The Four Agreements of Don Miguel Ruiz. Now, that little book, because it's also a little book, that little book has really changed my life. Because if I read the back of the book, it says, it first of all, for years and years, it's been on the New York Times bestseller, but that's not why I read it. It is so clear to me that Don Miguel Ruiz has based himself on the ancient Toltec wisdom to write this book. The Four Agreements offers a powerful code of conduct that can help rapidly transform your life and mine to a new experience of freedom, happiness, and love. And so he talks about how we rob ourselves of joy and create needless suffering. And so that is what I have loved so much in this book. It reveals the source of all our limiting beliefs, of all our suffering, of all our struggle and stuckness. And you know that my message to the world is to shift out of it and to go from stress to authentic success. And I think if there's one little book that has inspired me to do so, it is this little book. The Four Agreements is based on the fact that if you make those four agreements that he is illustrating in this little book, if you make these agreements with yourself and you have the commitment to apply these agreements in your daily life, he promises you, and it's not just a promise, it actually works. He promises you that you are going to experience a totally different life. It is, to many, some people are saying it's a roadmap to enlightenment and freedom. Another person is saying it is so expressed with clarity and impeccability that it means for all men and women to live as peaceful people in the modern world. So there's so much to say about this little book, but let me explain a little bit what these four agreements are all about. Now, the introduction in the book is a little bit more complicated. So even if you want to skip that part, to me, it is very clear. It's about the fog that exists in our life, about in our minds, But the four agreements, once he touches on those four agreements, those practical lessons that you can apply in your life and make that commitment to yourself to actually take the agreement and really apply it, integrate it in your life and take action on it, that's when the results are coming. The first agreement, and I often even talk about it with my clients, it's in my book as well. It's step number four in my seven-step system because it is so powerful. Because you and I, we both know that words are energy. It's all about energy. And so Ruha says, the first agreement that you need to make with yourself is to be impeccable with your word. You have to speak with integrity. Only say exactly what you mean and avoid using all words that speak against yourself or that gossip about others. So he teaches us on how to use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love and expansion. It's all about expansion. You and I, we both know that how we speak, how we think, first of all, because that's our inner dialogue. The words we say to ourselves are the most important words in our life. Again, the words we say to ourselves, the words that you are talking within your head to yourself are the most important words that you can say. So that's what we need to focus on. Be impeccable with your word. How are you speaking to yourself? Is it that inner critic or is it an inner cheerleader? Is it all negative and drama and gossip? Or is it truth and expansion and love and acceptance? So it's all about energy, how we speak to ourselves and how we speak to others. And I can elaborate on that really big time because I've given a lot of workshop and I've studied a lot about this. And I will soon in a workshop that if you want to, you can attend, but it's going to be an online workshop, by the way. But just to let you know that this first agreement is one of the most important agreements that you can make with yourself. It's going to be an example for your children. It's going to be an example for the people that work underneath you or your colleagues, or it's going to be an example for the team, in sports, in your social life, your friends. So be that example. Be impeccable with your words. Stop gossiping. Stop telling things about other people that are not serving you or anyone else. And the same thing with your inner dialogue. Talk to yourself with integrity, with positivity, with an energy of expansion. So that is the first agreement. And I really, really, really suggest that you go more into it if that speaks to you. The second agreement is one that I see with my clients who go from stress to authentic success can be one of the most difficult agreements. It is one of the most challenging commitments in our society because nothing others do is because of you. So you cannot take anything personally. So the second agreement is do not take anything personally. Now, isn't that a challenge for you? It was a challenge for me, and it still sometimes is today. It is not evident to not take things personally because we have the impression and the feeling that what others say to us is meant personally, while it is just a projection of their own reality, their own world. It has nothing to do with you. And when you become immune to the opinions of others and the actions of others, you won't be the victim of suffering. So Ruhrs is really teaching us to stop comparing ourselves to others, to stop taking things personally. What the others say or what the others do has nothing to do with us. So stop that suffering. sometimes I believe that I've said it a few times in my coaching sessions with clients. Do you really think you are that important, that this is about you? I think that's such a powerful question. We often think, and most of the time think, that everything is about us, while it's not. Can you see that? So stop the suffering, the needless suffering. It's not necessary. Stop taking things personally is actually the second agreement that you can make with yourself. And the third agreement, really a big one as well, is do not make any assumptions. Now, a sensitive person from nature, and we, most of us do, we all make assumptions in our mind. We all make scenarios, dramas. It's like almost a movie going into our mind. And so you, instead of making assumptions and imagining things that aren't there, it is important to find the courage to ask questions and to express your own feelings and needs. So instead of making assumptions, it is essential that you start to communicate with others as clearly so you can avoid any misunderstanding, any sadness, and any drama. You can completely transform your life if you stop today with making assumptions. Now, I can tell you that this one for me was not an easy one. It has been a challenge, and it's still a challenge today, because we are conditioned to make assumptions. We see something in the outside world and we have our own opinion of it. We make our own reality, our own assumption, our own movie from it, while each of us is sitting in his own movie, in his own world. So it is really interesting that when you stop making assumptions and look at the facts or wait for the answer of your questions, instead of already making assumptions in your head of what is going on, ask the question. Ask what is bothering you. Tell them. If you want an explanation, ask for the explanation. So that's what this third agreement is all about. And I can say that in the life of my clients, this agreement has been so interesting to coach as well. So interesting to see how people deal with this, to see how it changes their lives, how it transforms their lives. So it is actually a really powerful agreement. And those first three agreements, I believe, can really, really transform your life. It has, they have transformed my life. So I trust that they can do the same for you if you apply them. And that's often where coaching comes in. That's often where it is interesting to be in an environment where most like-minded people like you are doing this kind of work, are aiming for such growth, for progress instead of perfection. And so it is so interesting if you can share all this growth and expansion and these challenges with other people. And that is why I'm going to organize a workshop on this and tell a little bit more about it. And so that you can also ask your questions if you have any around this, because I believe that Ruiz has changed my life, and I do trust that these agreements can really help you as well, wherever you are in your life. If you are stuck, they can help you. If you are growing in an expansion and in a positive mood, they can still help you. If you have had the biggest challenges in your life right now, they will help you. So let's go to number four, the last of the four agreements that you can commit to yourself. That is, always do your best. Now, I wish that that is what I had promised myself my whole life since I'm small. Just do your best. I did so much more than doing my best. I was overgiving, over-delivering, always sacrificing myself and my well-being just to please, help, and save others. So your best is changing from moment to moment. If you wake up with a migraine, your best is going to be different than when you wake up in big, good shape and really ready to go. So it's all different from when you're feeling energetic and healthy to when you feel sick or depleted. So under any circumstances, whatever it is, simply do your best. That is enough. Avoid any self-judgment, any self-abuse, self-criticism, any regret. Live in the now and just always do the best you can. Don't you find this beautiful? I really, really love those four agreements. And I trust that you are inspired this week by what I have shared about all the books that have helped me. And I promise you that there's another 10 that I could mention. But those 10 that I've been talking about in this episode have really changed my life in some way or another. And this last one, The Four Agreements, there is even a companion book with practical exercises that I'm going to do with my group program, with the group workshop. There's even a fifth agreement, which is very, very interesting as well. But in this episode, I just wanted to give you knowledge about the book, The Four Agreements, which is really a wisdom book. It is really almost four things that if you are going to apply them starting today, one by one, in a daily practice, with all the challenges that it brings, I promise you, I sincerely believe that it will change your life. I am going to leave you for now. I trust this episode has inspired you and motivated you once again to improve your health, your well-being, and to go for true wealth, for authentic success. I'm going to leave you for this week, for this episode, just this one little thing. If you are interested in all these kind of inspirations, motivations, just go to my Instagram, Danielle Sachs, or my LinkedIn profile, because there's so much more there to inspire you and to really help you have a better life and go from stress to authentic success. I am going to do some workshops on all this and something. So if you want to send me a personal message, do that at danielle@daniellesachs.com. And I'm always here to talk about your situation. I will see you next week. Bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.